Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from Bates Nursery and Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on Whites Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere. It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects. Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing, Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It is your Saturday morning tradition. It's the At Home Show. My name is Josh Carey.
And my name is David Bates.
Michael Stevenson is running the board this
morning. Good morning.
And he is, we were about 62 seconds late, but that's okay. I mean, it's a live
program. I'm doing what I can.
We're working on it. And you're doing quite well, young man.
We are working on it.
But we are going to be here for an hour or so. And
We're going to try our best to share this out to our personal pages so that we can hopefully get the participation of everyone around. And actually, I'm going to share that right now.
And you can do this.
There we are.
Yeah, you can do this join thing with us.
Absolutely. Remotely. We're looking forward to having everybody on board today.
Yeah, 615-499-6690 is the number to dial if you want to call. And leave us a voicemail, because Michael will be monitoring the phones. Yeah.
In order to go live, yes, we had to call back. So you can leave a message, and if we listen to your message and determine that we need to interact with you a bit more, well, we'll certainly call you back. If it's a number we already have stored, I believe we'll have the capacity to answer it in real time. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can probably answer most of them in real time.
Okay. So, you know, we're working through it all. Should we do weather first and then talk about
the I think perhaps that we need to tell folks where we are. We're at 3810 Whites Creek Pike. We're in the green room of the Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
Absolutely. And
it has greenery in the room. There is the green door. Right. We have the dirt shirt on the wall.
There's actually quite a lot of greenery outside as well.
Yes, there is.
It's just outside these walls here.
We got puppies.
Yeah.
We got a puppy, so Michael's very happy.
Lost a kitty cat somewhere.
The kitty's around. The kitty's on the other table.
I didn't want either one of those. Okay. Why am I very happy about it?
Well, because the puppy's looking at you, Michael. So, oh my goodness! But David, it's going to be a glorious Saturday in Middle Tennessee.
It actually is. And so let's talk about the weather today. Of course, it's Saturday. We're going to have cloudy conditions. The clear skies that were here early in the morning have now kind of passed on. The clouds are rolling in, but it's going to just be a cloudy and very pleasant day. Stray afternoon thunderstorm is possible, and that's going to be very late, probably after 6 o'clock. Winds later in the day will be out of the south-southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight. There will be some scattered thunderstorms early, then mainly cloudy overnight, with thunderstorms likely. There could be a few severe ones, so always be weather aware. Mm-hmm. Low around 60 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. It's a 90% chance of rainfall, perhaps
later.
Perhaps a half inch. Could be that much tomorrow. The clouds will begin to get out of here, and we're going to have really sunny conditions by afternoon. Maybe a few clouds, a high near 70 degrees, so it's going to cool down quite a bit. You're going to see that trend continue as we go through the week. It will be it's going to be a more seasonable temperatures than what we've had the last several days.
Kind of seasoning.
A milder seasoning.
It's going to be salty?
Yes, but as you look here on the screen, if you're with me here, you can see 70 degrees, 50 for the low on Sunday, 69, 48 Monday. Then we have about a chance for another half inch of rain or so on Tuesday, and then you notice temperatures cool down, and that's when we have to start thinking about, you see low temperatures in the upper 30s, so could be some chances of frost and freeze, particularly in the outlying areas, such as where we're located here at Bates Nursery. All in all, the clouds are going to be much less present. We're going to have a lot more sun and seasonably nice conditions. Currently, it's 70 degrees here in the Music City.
Yes, and sun's out, guns out, everything. We got the short sleeve shirts on. Yeah, yeah. I am wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Michael is also wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
This is the closest thing I can come up with. I know you gave me plenty of notice.
Looks like a lake shirt.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, we've all got the. Josh didn't wear shorts, but. I
still have the insulated jeans on. Yes, I do. Now, David, if you were to look to your right this time and look toward the entrance to the green room here at Bates Nursery.
Through on the other side of the door, please come in.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Who is it?
It is Drew Sullivan with Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. We're ready.
Do you want your song?
We would love to have the song, sir. A tradition when the Prince of Potions joins the at-home program.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we. Brother to brother and everyone. A brave amigo. Wherever they need us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together.
Hopefully. You're ready, David. Hold it. You're going to have to hold it.
We are the three amigos.
There you go.
We are the three amigos. We are the three.
This is a visual thing, David Bates.
Okay. Hold that note.
Hey. Amigos forever will be.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen of Facebook, this is what you get with the at-home program. Good morning, Prince.
Okay, gentlemen. Oh, my.
And your best falsetto, gentlemen.
Turn your head and cough.
Yes.
Drew, if you could do me a favor,
gladly.
Will you scoot around a little bit more there?
Josh, you could scoot down just a little bit more. I know it's time. We're trying to do our very best to maintain social distancing and also give ourselves a chance to be on camera. Mm-hmm. And you might want to pass Drew a couple of those little tissues down that way, though.
He has an issue for a little
coffee spill there.
Glad I wasn't in the studio and do that.
You
are in the studio.
We just have more flexible rules here than many other places, you know. So.
And the table was just cleaned prior to going on the air. So anyway,
welcome to the at-home show.
And again, for folks on Facebook, if you've not listened to David and I through the parts of the last two centuries and four decades, two millennia, we are a landscaping and home improvement show. Now, we require audience participation to talk about those issues that are going around at your house. And if you've got something, we can probably come up with an answer for you. And if we don't know an answer, we've been known to make a couple of them up.
It has happened in the past.
And since the folks are calling us, they can either chime in on the Facebook page or you can call 615-499-6690. We'll get them going.
And I do want to share the love over here. We do, again, have Drew Sullivan here with Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. And you guys are open, correct?
We are
an essential
open.
Business.
Yes.
And so if you've got maintenance issues on your equipment or products you need for your turf,
right?
You guys have got it going on, and you got it going on, as you see at the top of the screen, a lot of locations: Nashville, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Bellevue, Knoxville, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, Brentwood, and Franklin.
And if you need some help, if you've got some weeds in your yard, because I know folks are sitting around. Oh, my goodness. And the folks are sitting around looking out the windows or walking up and down the driveway and back to the mailbox and back to the mailbox and back up the driveway and walk around the perimeter of the property. And You're going to see some violence.
Well, you know, we had rain, warm temperatures, rain. And rain, and more rain. Then sunshine, and here they come.
Violets are back at the proving ground, so I'll have to get my four-speed out this afternoon.
Four-speed XT, time to get it with a little grip stick in there with it, and there's nothing like it.
Grip stick, I could get some of that. Okay.
That's a surfactant.
It is, yep. Right. Well, hold the product. Break down your surface tension.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think with regards to spraying, and it's not just spraying weeds on turf. It's really spraying anything. That if you use a surfactant with your spraying, it is much more effective. The difficulty is a twofold problem in that, one, the foliage of most things does not readily want to accept water. Right. And there's this phenomenon called surface tension. It's more than that tension we're having here. There's surface tension that exists on the leaf. And if you've ever sprayed plants with a garden hose and you've seen the water beat
or a
up.
Hose pipe.
Whichever you prefer.
Yes.
Okay.
If you've ever done that, then you know you've seen that phenomenon where the water just tends to beat up. What a surfactant does is it breaks down that surface tension and allows the liquid to spread out evenly over the leaf surfaces, thereby making the application of whatever product you are applying
much more economical, and you're not
just more economical, but a lot more effective.
Efficient. Yes,
it's able to
come
actually
a little closer. Brother.
It's actually able to absorb the chemical that's there, and
it's opposite of waxing a car on a plant.
Yeah, it's de-waxing.
De-waxing.
Yeah,
so the wax is off. So that's the right hand, right?
For most people, I would say,
wax on, wax off. No, it was okay. Oh, my goodness. Folks, we're here for you. It's a Saturday morning tradition. We normally have been broadcasting across the airwaves of radio stations through the years, but currently our home now, 650 AM WSM, a little bit of a lockdown. So,
Gaylord Opryland hotels are shut down.
Yes.
And the studios where the mainline programming, Bill Cody, Coffee Country and Cody, that comes on through the week, they have to really protect that. And due to that, they're really not letting anybody else in the studio but them. So we're trying to, we're all trying to practice social distancing, trying to be careful about the contact, washing our hands, and the things that we hear the message over and over and over, but we've got to remember that, we're likely still very early on in this process, and it's going to be an extended kind of thing. That doesn't mean that some degree of normalcy will return, but we all need to exercise patience. One of the things we need to exercise also is when you're going out to shop.
Don't go as a group necessarily. Yeah,
shop alone if you possibly can. It's better to don't. I know that and. Here at Bates Nursery, we're a family business. Yes. So we've always had family values where we try to encourage people to, bring the kids, bring the grandparents, bring your dog with you, all that kind of. Right now we're asking people to not do those things. If you possibly can.
Go in waves, if nothing else.
Shop alone. Yep. Come by yourself in order to maintain social distancing practices. And that's not just here. That's wherever you're shopping.
Right.
The fewer people that go out on an excursion, the better. It assures everyone of having the necessary amount of space to be able to do the shopping that they need to do and to do so safely. So we're really working on all that. We've also have striped off our checkout lanes, so both above and below our checkout areas, people will come out and they'll see that during peak times when we have a lot of people checking out, we have them marked off in 6-foot increments so that you know where to be and how far apart to stay.
Just a little bit of patience, folks, and it takes a little bit longer.
We've got 6 checkouts, so the process moves quickly, and we work very hard at having that process down and moving right on through. So we appreciate your patience and working with us, and we're here to try to help you any way we can. Drew, we've got a lot of folks that are thinking about overseeding, and they're thinking about doing new turf establishment. The soil conditions right now they're starting to get just about right.
Yes.
We're not looking at a whole lot of rain, as we talked about in the forecast a little earlier. what do folks need to be thinking about with regard to that?
If you want to, you know, your cool season turf, if you're wanting to go with fescue, it's definitely time to do that. It's, you know, if you can, the soil's got good moisture, you can work it well to get your good seed bed.
Well, let's talk in terms of specifics now. When you're talking about cool season grasses, what is it that we like that we really think that the homework's been done on to give the right blend of turf-type fescues in Middle Tennessee?
Well, that PTT fescue blend is awesome.
And that's proven turf technology, right, I think, is that
what we shop at Dickens.
Bring your mic back up. There you go.
We're trying
to get it all adjusted here.
We shop there at Dickens just for the varieties that do well in our climate there. We're very fortunate that there's several studies done over around Raleigh, North Carolina. And if you look at our climate and their climate, we're very similar. So we at Dickens try to take the varieties that test well there, and that's what we run in our own labeled proven turf.
But we don't want to be putting weed and feed down and then putting seed down.
No, or pre-emerging. If you've pre-emerged, you're going to have to wait till fall. And I would encourage, if you've got a fairly good stand, wait till fall. You're going to need to wait till fall, and you're going to do it again.
Well, in most cases, if you've got a pretty good stand, are you not really better off to try to improve what you have there? Get out there, work on the soil, get some organics involved in the process, and really bring that grass to vitality and health to make it look the way that you want it to look.
Yes. Hey, guys, by the way, I wanted to give kudos. The bride, you know, she who must be obeyed.
Mrs. Carey.
We took the puppies for a walk yesterday afternoon, and she walked by her lawn. She said, "Boy, our grass looks really good."
There
I said, "Happy birthday!"
Now it's good.
Okay.
Was that a Freudian slip on her part, or
I don't think she knew what she said there. And for those of you who do not know what happened, my gift to my lovely bride last birthday was a 50-pound bag of PTT.
Nothing wrong with that.
We got some organic. We got a little starter for
535 or 912.6. Yeah.
You know, she was underwhelmed. Is that it? Maybe worse than that.
The yard boy happened to be there that day because he had done the aeration. In addition to the products, the yard boy had actually done aeration, and he says he's still cold from the icy stare that she gave to him. But it does. The grass at the Proven Grounds is looking awesome. Great. I do have some hen bit. I got to get rid of it. It's driving me nuts. But we have had 3 mowings done now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah. I think mine looks – I have not sprayed at my Proving Grounds in there. I'm spraying this weekend at some time.
You know, the issue that – and a lot of people confuse the order of and why you can do this and not do that and at one season or another. You've already mentioned the fact that if you have put down pre-emergent, you have negated your ability to overseed.
Right.
And – explain for our viewers and listeners what complications that puts out there. You know, why is it that if you put down pre-emerge that you can't overseed?
Well, that chemical that's in that pre-emerge will not only stop weed seed, grassy weeds, broadleaf weeds, but it will also stop grass seed
it
from germinating.
It stops it from germinating, right.
Uh-huh. So we get this question a lot, and if you're not in the ag, you kind of wouldn't understand it, but they'll say, okay, I need to pre-emerge, and then how quick can I seed? Well, you know, that's 4 or 5 months, and then you're in the middle of June, and you don't want to do fescue, so you need to make a decision. Now, we try to instruct folks, if you've got some little patches, you know, put you a piece of something down to where the pre-emerge won't get on those patches, and you can rake it out and put your seed. It won't travel.
Right. There's a lot of little tricks like that you can do to avoid getting the product applied where you don't want it, but not have to go wholesale across the entire yard and not get any product anywhere. So
there's that issue, and then the other issue, and a lot of mistakes are made where where they don't let their turf mature, like kind of like what you were talking about, Josh.
Kind of like Josh and I. We've never really matured. No.
Yeah, but they'll put the pre-emergent down too early. If, you know, this past year we were very hot, September 1st to October, so it was a lot of late overseeding, and the fescue didn't have time to establish before we got too cool.
The bride was born on October the 12th.
There you go.
That tells you how late it was because it was so dry last year.
Yep.
And it's fine to seed then, but you're not don't have enough root system to take that pre-emerge. And what'll happen, that pre-emerge will turn it'll knot that root where the root won't continue to grow, and then your turf will start dying out in June, and you'll think, darn, this seed isn't any good, plant any good, but you've done it by putting your pre-emerge on there.
The general guideline we like to tell folks is to not apply it to newly seeded lawn areas until after the third mowing. Now, that doesn't mean you can go out there and mow it 3 weeks in a row.
Every other day, or
every other day and, you know, do a hurry-up. What that is to help you to indicate the amount of time that grass has taken to get mature enough to be able to withstand that. And so you need to wait until it gets up. Of course, one of the big mistakes that a lot of people make, particularly going late in the spring, is mowing the cool season grass is too short.
Right.
You can get away with it a little bit right now because the temperatures are, as we've already talked about at the top of the show, they're going to be cooling down in the coming week. Mm-hmm. But it's a poor practice to get into, and unless you really understand on a physiological level what happens to the structure of the plant, better to leave that mower set high and
let it be shaggy.
No, that's the way cool season grass lawns want to
look. Naturally,
folks. Yes. We've got about 55 people viewing the Facebook Live this morning, or Facebook Alive, is like we like to say, including my lovely cousin in Aberdeen, Maryland, Christina Carey.
Well, welcome.
And we've got Deborah Varallo out there. Let's see. We also have
who complimented Shelly. Me, by the way.
Well, I mean,
just then.
Well, we'll compliment you right now, so you can go ahead and.
Oh no, you guys are great. Josh is the one that never wants to compliment me.
You don't like puppies.
Who does?
Huh? Oh my goodness gracious! Well, folks, if you've got a question, you can leave that question directly on the Facebook page, and we are monitoring the feed as we go along.
That number, by the way.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm coming back.
It's 615-499-6690.
Yes.
There it is on Josh's little photograph from Italy somewhere.
Yes, that was the second.
That was where we are.
That was the second of the, that could be the green room. The green room has a bit of a feel.
Big kudos to Michael here. Got our new at-home show graphics up. So thank you for that, sir.
I'm actually going to email you something, too, by the way, right now that I forgot.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah. We're living on the edge, Michael. And when you get a chance, if we could go ahead, we had a couple of voicemails already because you can do your homework, folks. You can do that all during the week.
Yes, if something occurs to you on Tuesday, for instance, I need to hear what they've got to say on it. Feel free to pick up the phone and dial 615-499-6690, and we'll
Darren
get to
Morrissey
your answer.
Is watching on the Book of the Face.
Doc.
Okay. We have Randy Qualls. He's watching in Texas. Bill's on Frito Paws.
Are you ready for a call?
Folks, if you'll listen closely, this is a call and a question. David and I have not heard this.
No, we haven't.
I don't know who this is because they didn't leave their name. So if you call, please leave your name.
Yes. Okay.
But don't leave personal information.
No, yeah, don't leave personal information at all.
Tell us what you're wearing.
Give me just a second here.
Josh is referring to Hawaiian shirts now. That's what he's curious about.
Sure, I am. All right, it's 615-499-6690.
And I will say this, just for what it's worth.
Wanting to check on the storm possum down there in the greater Petersburg metropolitan area. I know they had some rough storms the other night, and going through the southern counties, Lawrenceburg, Lincoln, Pulaski area. Just want to make sure all the hares didn't get ruffled on the possums.
Well,
y'all keep straight up there.
Okay, I know who that. That's Buffalo, and I recognize the voice. And Buffalo, Corey actually did a Facebook Live from his front porch watching the rain. And
I actually tuned in for about 10 minutes. It was
scintillating.
Oh,
scintillating!
My
radio.
Word, it was incredible.
I mean, with the
actual flow of water going down the street was. It was stimulating.
Well, they had the in the Public Works Department of the Greater Metropolitan Petersburg area. You know, it's right there off the square at near Famous Fields Corn Liquor still.
Right.
Oh, he's a good friend of ours, and Corey's been busy. He's probably out cutting grass this morning if he's a
he
smart
may be.
Boy.
Hopefully, we'll get to hear from him at some point along the way. And Jim Stevens, I did not get a text back out to him. I was, we got on the air quickly, and I didn't get to that point.
He is not one of the social media people.
That's why it's probably difficult. Although I guess you could get on and watch without having a Facebook account.
I assume so.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, if you pull up the page, you should be able to see it.
Go in there and click on the link. It'll take you to the live broadcast. And this is our second week of doing this, and we're still working out the kinks of it. Last week we
learned a lot.
We in a very short time, in the span of about 12 hours, we made the decision, and then we sat up last week in our checkout area
in about 9 minutes.
Pretty quickly, and then so with a little more forethought and a little more time, we've got better controlled conditions. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And we're still working on it. Cable management and all that. It's difficult because we're taking things down and setting them up weekly. So hopefully we'll be able to work through some of that and get the cabling just right so that we can give you the very best production.
I don't feel like without my head is getting pulled back over to the side. The yard boy is actually listening. He says that he's got his Chromebook cranked up and he's listening on a Bluetooth speaker at the command center.
We have yard boy on the phone right now.
Oh, my goodness, coming to the airwaves. Does he have a Hawaiian shirt on?
No, it's a kind of a fishing shirt, like a button-up fishing shirt, so not quite Hawaiian.
That's close enough. I mean, you've got the button memo today. That's your formal attire, correct?
Well, I leave them buttoned up, and then I just pull it over.
There you go. I did notice some of your work that you posted. You're striping with the best of them again, my friend. So, I mean, you're laying them down and putting them away, aren't you?
Thank you, sir. Trying to. That was that one yesterday was the first cut of the season, and let me just say that was. That was an adventure because some of that grass was pushing 9-10 inches tall.
Gosh.
It was rough.
And Drew, talk about what the problems are that Corey experienced, or the yard boy. When you're cutting grass that tall, it really creates problems.
Yeah, you don't want to cut too much, and I'm sure Corey, you probably cut it a couple times, huh?
That one particular picture, I think I made at least 3 passes over. Yes. The first couple were up in the transport position, and that's about 6.25 inches high. So I think the finished product I got somewhere around 5.5, 5.75 on the finished product.
Yeah, there you go. You can tell the yard boy knows what he's doing.
Well, he tries to act like he does anyway.
He might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night.
And, hey, I want to answer Buffalo's question. He was concerned about the storm possum.
Yes.
And the tornadoes we came through. Storm possum is fine, and if you do pass through the greater metropolitan downtown business district next to Famous Fields Corn Liquor Steel, don't worry. We didn't have a tornado. It just always looks like this down here.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, I mean, now,
there is a rumor that in some areas tornadoes have passed through and it actually created a few improvements.
Made some improvements in some places, yes.
Well, Corey, I understand that with the COVID-19 and everything like that, there are certain services in the greater metropolitan business district there in Petersburg that have been furloughed, hiatuses.
Enforced 24-hour parking has been suspended. Correct.
Correct. The 24-hour parking ban mandatory has been parking. Temporarily suspended. Yeah, mandatory. Mandatory 24 hours.
So you can park for fewer than 24 hours.
You can park for 23 hours. You can park for 3 hours, just whatever your little heart desires.
Very good, very good. And any special called meetings, have any of those been canceled? Or because I mean, have you posted your budget yet for 2018?
Oh, down there in Petersburg? I mean, that's not due until July 1, which we usually get around to doing it sometime in November.
Is that 2022 that the 2018 budget will be published?
I think they're still working on the 2017 right now.
I see. Okay. All right.
Now, Drew, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Are you and Josh, I'm looking at the screen here, are y'all practicing proper social distancing? Because that doesn't quite look like
that's magic of the TV. Yeah, that's magic of the TV.
Is that like weight that it adds? Instead of adding 20 pounds, it adds two feet to it. It's forced perspective.
Yes,
it is. That's exactly what that is.
Do you have Photoshop in Petersburg?
Photoshop?
Yeah.
We got Polaroid.
That'll work.
Oh, my goodness.
Polaroid and a pair of
scissors.
The
problem is we don't have a lot of – everybody has done a – you know, we're out of preparation age, so that's a real problem down here right now.
That's a pain.
The silver bullets. Oh, my goodness. What, Yard Boy, you keep striping
them
out there, okay?
Y'all keep them straight up there now, you hear?
All right, boss. All right, there's a that's a true at homie right there, folks.
And he is as diligent as they come.
As the folks that don't normally listen to us, and I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, we're going on 22 plus years. So, folks, we are not very serious about what we do here. Okay,
no, Josh.
We have a lot of information, and if you have questions and comments that you would like to have, that's okay. But we're going to have a little bit of fun. That's part of the what we call the charm of the at-home program.
Okay, we have an unknown text that we have received.
Yeah, they don't leave your name, please. Yeah,
if we could have your name, but help a lot. There is a citrus tree that someone has sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
And
virtually.
Yeah, and it's... they've got leaves dropping on it, and you know, it's typically a twofold problem with tropicals, particularly at this time of year. Number one, leaf drop is not an unusual phenomenon, particularly when new growth is getting ready to emerge. Each plant only has so much energy to be able to put forth, and older leaves, particularly the ones lower down on the interior, tend to shed off as the call for energy pushes new growth out. So that's likely what you're seeing. You also see some of it because things perhaps stay too wet. That means watering them too frequently, and that also occurs a lot, particularly during the winter months. Now we're in spring, longer days, more availability of sunshine and exchange of air, so that should be minimizing, but I wouldn't be overly concerned about it. The plants look great other than that.
Blake okay. Schaffen or Schaffen.
Blake. Schaffen. Oh, no. I know Blake very well, so there you go, Blake. So get that thing.
Get some sunshine.
But you might want to double up on your worry. Yep. That might help a little bit, but I think just keep rocking on.
He's got
with
other
it.
Things to worry about, though. I mean, just a single worry will be fine. Now, Susan Cook Ragsdale has a question, and she says that she's venturing into the world of elderberries, not the younger berries. That's the elderberries.
I don't like elder.
Okay, she has six young plants, which is kind of
six younger elderberries.
Right. Now, how far apart should she plant them in a group, or can they be scattered throughout the garden?
Well, I would be inclined to use them as they best accentuate the garden. And I would, if I were going to plant them in some kind of a row or some kind of a clump configuration, which either one is perfectly okay, I would try to keep them at least 3 to 4 feet apart. You know, you want to give them some room. If your goal is to harvest elderberries off of them, which I suspect that it is, Sambucus, which is what the botanical name for elderberries
that's
are.
That's good on, what's that, a non-bread, that Sambucus stuff.
Yeah, I think you may be talking about something different. But anyway, the elderberries do great. They need sun. They're not a shade plant. So be mindful of getting them in as sunny a location as possible. Also, make sure that you don't fail to water them properly. Organic fertilizer application is really good. You know, one of the things that I think Drew and I both agree on is that giving whatever it is you're trying to grow, be it soil or be it shrubbery or trees, you got to have soil that's going to help support a healthy and active growth. You see, I've got up on the screen there, Earth Mix Garden Products.
Yep.
We have there's a complete line of Earth Mix Garden Products. Earth Mix Landscape would be a good product. You could also just use the garden, which is the ready to use garden mix in the ground. Very good for that. So,
like you say, Dave, that's where the most important part of the plant is.
So many people,
the stuff that you can't see. Yeah.
Well, right. So many people, you know, they fail to recognize the importance of doing soil preparation. You only have one chance to do that, and that's while you're planting. So if you're going to plant something, you know, my grandmother used to say, if you're going to plant a $2 plant, dig a $10 hole. And that's a little way of overstating the fact that you don't want to forget the fact that your soil has needs and your plant has needs in the soil. So by giving a great sustainably produced organic soil mix that will give you all the vital nutrition you need, plus things such as a humic acid, mycorrhiza fungi, all those things are enable plants to be able to take up the nutrition from the soil and from the air, and require much less fertility outside.
You're also feeding those soil microbes that just help everything work through the plant.
So everything benefits by doing that, and you certainly will need much less fertilizing when you use organics. And, right. And we recommend using organic fertilizer as your there are slow release fertilizers that have been used for years. You know, there's a brand name a lot of people know, Osmocote. That's and I used it for a long time, sulfur coated type fertilizers, and there's nothing wrong with them. But after using organics for the last many years, I have really come to see there are great benefits to it. Yes, you do have to apply more frequently. They don't last as long, but the overall health and vitality of the plants really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, Bill Hayes has chimed in, and he's saying that what we were talking about earlier with the surface tension on the water and the surfactant is exactly the same thing that happens when you wash your hands with soap and water to defeat the coronavirus.
All soaps have surfactant in them. And by the way, one of the things that I think it's worth putting out there, as much as we're all washing our hands these days, it's important to keep in mind that, you know, there are soaps that are listed as antibacterial, when in fact, by nature, all soaps are antibacterial. They don't, you know, the nature of breaking down the oils, which is what the actual detergent does, that is an antibacterial action. So don't worry about having a soap that's listed antibacterial. Any kind of soap that produces suds will do a good job. Just make sure you keep doing it and use hand cleaner frequently.
Okay, and we've got a question for Drew from Darren over in Donaldson. He said, for some reason, he's got it in his mind that it's expensive to get a healthy and good-looking lawn. With that being said, Drew, can you give him an idea of the cost on a three-quarter acre lawn? And he wants to know if you think that that's a fair question. Three-quarter acre.
Three-quarter acre. So you're figuring on, I'm going to do easy math, 30,000 square feet.
Okay.
That would be what we would recommend, three bags of our product per application.
Mm-hmm.
If you're overseeding 30,000 at five, you'd need about three bags of grass seed. So your grass seed is going to cost you right at the $100 a bag, 50-pound bag. I'm having you put 5 pounds per thousand.
Right.
So you got $300 in your investment of grass seed, which, if taken care of, you shouldn't have to put that out that heavy every year.
Right.
An application of just an organic fertilizer, you're in the $100 ballpark for three-quarters of an acre.
And that's if you're doing all of that three-quarter acre. Now, we're going to be sure that you're not going to be doing it on the driveway. You're not going to be doing it on the area where the house is or the swimming pool or anything.
It's good just to step off. Right. Just get a rough estimate, step it off. But your weed control, if you choose to spray, is going to be very, very inexpensive.
18, 20 bucks for that much. Yeah, I mean, a couple, three. If you use the hose and sprayer type of stuff,
right,
you've got
any money. But if you come in, one of the most important things, and what I would say here is get that soil test done. We've done, like David, speaking of all the organic, we've blended almost our whole line of fertilizers where we've bridged it with synthetic and organic according to what your soil needs. If can you're low on magnesium.
Can we get that in the fertilizer of the month club?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. If you've got your soil test. If you've got your soil test, we can give you a month by month play of what you need. Now, sometimes you might not need to do three or four things a year, but then again, you might need a monthly also, depending on what your soil is.
So, Darren, what it really boils down to is that there's going to be some initial investment. And
yeah, you got to start somewhere is what I tell the folks.
But you're not talking tens of thousands of dollars either. So, Michael, have we got any phone calls?
We do, as a matter of fact. And I know it's going to be biased, but my mom has a question about a lemon tree.
Okay, well, we seem to be citrus-centric so far today. Mm-hmm. And what is her question? Oh, she's going to give it to us. Okay.
Yes. My name is Joyce Hay, and I have a Meyer lemon tree that I bought last year and brought inside. And it has no blooms on it at all. And I'm just wondering if it's too early or if I need to trim it back. What I need to do with it. Thank you.
Well, it's a good question. And likely what the issue is just deficient light. If you have a citrus tree, it should be in as sunny a window inside as you possibly can keep it in. Now, not everyone has a house that is situated such where that you really get the kind of light requirements that are necessary for a citrus to not only live and do okay, but to also produce flower blooms, which are going to give you the fruit on down the line.
Now, Miss, and she's got to keep in mind that if the flowers do come inside the house, she's got to let the bees come in the house too.
Well, I'm assuming that as the weather continues to warm up, that won't be this next week. You know, we talked earlier about how the weather is going to cool down. So although it has felt like mid-spring for the last several days, we're going to see a real cool down to more normal springtime temperatures for this time of year. As we roll into the end of March and early part of April, we're going to see some low temperatures returning to the 30s and the high temperatures only in the 60s. So that's a little on the cool side for citrus.
Yep.
You want to make sure and keep it inside. It's okay to put it out during the day if you like. If it's not too tough on you moving it in and out, or if you've got it, say, near a patio area where you can simply slide it out the door and slide it back in.
And get Michael to do it for him.
That way you can get the sunlight that's out there.
I'm sure it's on my list. I got a big brush pile to burn.
Don't burn the Meyer lemon tree.
Because well, no, we're not doing that.
If they do come in, and my next door neighbor has one, and it is absolutely gorgeous when the fruit is on it. I mean, it's wonderful stuff.
You'll see it coming up next week, Friday of next week, and Saturday. We're only looking at highs in the upper 50s. So it's going to be at least 20 degrees cooler than it's going to be today. And that's both low and high temperatures. Matter of fact, our low temperature overnight is about 15 degrees higher than the high temperature will be next weekend, as the forecast currently shows it. So,
okay, Earl Clover is asking us if he's telling us that his Japanese stilt grass is getting too tall, and it's catching up with his wild onions. Does he trim that?
Well, if he wants it to be shorter.
Yeah,
now, some problems.
Describe that.
I'm not familiar with that specific cultivar, but with this much I can tell you, a lot of people select things to plant without knowledge of what the growth habit is. And I see it happen a lot around people's homes where they see something that's maybe it's a small spruce tree or something like that, that they, it's nice, and I plant it at the house where it looks right at this point in time, without considerations for the time that is ahead and the growth that's going to occur from it. So frequently people make a choice that is not the best choice for a particular spot. People do it all the time with crepe myrtles. Matter of fact, I've got a couple of Natchez crepe myrtles in my street side on one side of my house that are under power lines. And although the power lines are quite high up, they're now reaching the bottom wires somewhat. So we have to, you know, do a little tip pruning on those to keep them out of that and to keep them looking. But we don't do crepe myrtle, though. You know, we've actually done a nice job of shaping them up to retain the natural form. And when they come out, but if I had that one to do over and I could find maybe a coma, which is a semi-dwarf type of crepe myrtle that really only gets about 8 or 9 feet tall would have been a better choice. The problem with those, however, is that they get wide, so it would have created
issues.
Red Rocket
might not have been a bad one there either.
Yeah, red, just not the color. We had a white theme going on.
Oh, my
white
goodness.
And green.
Lisa Burns says, hey to Drew.
Hey, Lisa.
Okay. Jamie Faircloth is telling us good morning.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie got a bunch of he did a major planting. He has a Christmas tree farm that he's growing.
Seriously.
You don't get into that overnight. So, Jamie, if you want to give us a call and talk about that, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And just pick up the phone and dial us here at the At Home Show at 615-499-6690. And I'd like to hear a progress report and update about how
and
that's
going. I don't think we can blame, as much as I hate to say it, I don't think we can blame our current situation with the virus on the Bradford pear trees. It could be a contributing factor, but I don't think it would be the source for it.
If only the COVID-19 situation were as easy to cure as Bradford pear, a chainsaw will clear up the problem, and you can work right in your area and get rid of those unsightly things.
You know, the temperatures had the blooms zip right through on them.
They had their normal 2 weeks of.
It just seemed like it didn't drag out too long.
Yeah, which was
a blessing.
It was a blessing. A very good. Hey, I want to talk to everybody for just a moment about. I mentioned earlier about shopping alone, and we are promoting that here at Bates Nursery. But we also have other ways. A lot of folks are really just trying to not go out at all or to greatly limit their contact with others. And going out to our website, BatesNursery.com, you can search for anything that we have on our website. You can search for trees, shrubs, ground covers. Let's just go over here to the trees, for instance. Look at large deciduous trees. You can purchase any of these things we have online. Say you want fruit and nut trees.
Look at Cryptomero radicans.
A lot of people
one of those this week, yeah.
A lot of people are, of course, very interested in fruiting plants. All of these, such as figs, for instance, you can go out there and see all the different types of figs we have, the quantity we have on hand. You can order those online and set them for curbside pickup. You don't even have to get out of your car. Now, we need 24 hours from the time that you order in order to fulfill it, and we will call you, and then you can come out and pick it up. We'll have it loaded up right out front. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle. You can just pop the trunk. We'll load your plants in there, and you're on your way. Also, if you prefer, you can have it scheduled delivery direct to your home. So we also have that ability online. You can just, once you type in your information, you do have to register online to be able to use this functionality. It will give you the appropriate delivery cost for your area. So awesome. Check that out at BatesNursery.com, and we're having a really tremendous response to that. A lot of folks are, because there's a lot of, obviously growing food, vegetables, all those kind of things are near and dear to all of us gardeners. But it's more than just producing food. It's the emotional therapeutic value that you get out of it. So we don't want – gardening should not be something that creates a stressful situation for you. So we're here to work with you any way we can at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And by the way, we're conveniently located 1 mile north of Briley Parkway. Or
0.9 miles.
0.9, as Josh says.
Well, it's actually 1 mile to the actual auxiliary entrance.
We're not using the auxiliary entrance, which is the main entrance.
Be quiet there. You can't tell about our secret entrance.
I'm going to say we're a mile
for
north.
Freight and receiving entrance,
We're a mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on White's Creek Pike. And it's just minutes from, particularly right now where traffic is very sparse. You can get out here easily. Again, we encourage you to shop alone. Just come out by yourself. It makes it better for everybody where you can get out here and not have large groups of people.
So do a little bit of research before you come to the nursery. You sit with your family.
You can look at all of the things. If you're interested in vegetables and herbs, you can look at all of our vegetable starch, for instance. All of those things are
multiple packs of
all different types of edible landscape plants and edible garden plants. So check all that out at BatesNursery.com.
I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
So we're going to be putting together some raised garden beds either later today or tomorrow.
Okay, you're going to get them all done.
How high are you going to raise them? That's my question.
Well, the
because your arms got shaking after just a little while.
But I'm on that Schwarzenegger workout, so hopefully it'll be all right. No, they're 4x4s and they're about 11 inches deep.
Okay.
So number one, obviously you got to fill it up with a lot of dirt. But how much earth mix? Like, what kind of soil mixture?
Okay, our earth mix garden is a really great application, particularly for on the ground or in the ground gardening, and for raised gardens that works very well. We also have another product called Earth Mix Landscape or Earth Proganics O, I should say. Yep. I should know the products. Proganics O is for
outside
for raised beds and outdoor container gardening. So that's another good choice. And it's a simple math calculation: length times width times depth, and figure out the total number of cubic inches. There's some.
He
great
would try to sell you. He would encourage you to use all of the 4x4x11.
Well, I know that much. Everything that I've read and seen, I think talking to you guys, fill it up. We've already kind of got a plan for what vegetables we want, and then
are you going to dig out any? You're going to take the grass out of this area first, right?
Yeah, over the top where we're actually going to put the bed. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. And what you should additionally do, I suggest anyway, is to put down a weed barrier fabric underneath. Like Typar is one of the products. There are other perforated, semi-permeable types of weed barrier fabrics. And what that does, it allows the water to perk through the soil that's in the bed, but it also blocks the light. So you don't want to have to be pulling weeds that are coming up from the ground below. So
yeah,
that'll prevent all of that and keep everything growing in good shape.
But if you were to be able to have the ability to till a little bit in that area before you built the area around it.
We don't have that ability unless I do it by hand.
I'm not going to have to. Tilling would be, from my perspective, is only beneficial as far as removal of the grass goes. Well, I don't know that unless you're not going to use a weed barrier fabric. Right. Then tilling, I would not till.
Well, I was going to try to get him a little bit of just regular topsoil that he might have in his area there too. So if you've got an area that you've got to make the decision. You're going to go all or nothing there.
Yeah, you got to decide whether if you're in an area, for instance, where that you know you have warm season grasses such as Bermuda grass in there, you really need to do something to create a barrier so that you're not fighting that encroachment. You don't want to have to be spraying herbicides or doing excessive weed pulling. So that's a case where
not plastic though, Michael.
I'll get a weed barrier because I have nothing but Bermuda.
Right. go well outside your bed. Lay it down and set your bed up on top of it and give yourself at least a foot of play all the way around. Outside the area, it's okay if you use an impermeable like black plastic, if it's directly under the bed and say a foot strip wide of it, because that'll do a really, and then you can just put mulch or something over that to keep it from blowing the plastic up. So that's a good way to do that and give you all the tools you need to have successful gardening, so long as you have sunshine.
Oh, there's lots of sunshine.
You got to have that. And of course, with warm season grass, it's obvious because those don't grow in the shade at all.
Because I'll have to send you pictures. So I know you have seen pictures of my house, but so there's a house, there's a driveway, it goes down, and then
don't plant it in the driveway.
Well, we're not doing that.
Okay.
But there's a big strip of lawn on the other side of that driveway that gets nothing but sunshine all day, and that's where we're kind of putting them.
It's a row crop out there, it sounds
there
like
you
to
go,
me.
Yeah.
Huh? So it's going to be good. We're going to do cabbages and broccoli and all that kind of stuff first, and then warm weather stuff later.
By the way, there's a couple of things you're talking about. Now, for homeowners, the super sacks are probably not something that's going to be the greatest thing because you've got no way to unload that thing unless you happen to have a forklift to your house. But a lot of you'll probably see a lot of landscape contractors will have these on their trailers, and that is the super sacks. That's a 1,000-liter bag of
– I don't think I need that much.
But premium topsoil blend, the garden mix, which is formerly known as a premium topsoil blend, is – one of the things you can use very well. Also, the Proganics O, the professional organic outdoor grow mix, is a great mixture of things. It has great drainage in that. It also has expanded shale, the product that we have called Enlighten, mixed in with it.
Okay.
And it does help it to percolate better. What you don't want is poor drainage.
Yep, you want oxygen in your soil. That's an excellent product.
With as much rain that we have had of late, you know, you might have the density, higher density of soil is okay when you're having drier situations, but we've really had a lot of moisture. It doesn't look like we've got a whole lot of rain coming up in the foreseeable future, but we do need to be mindful of the fact only perhaps tonight and maybe again on Tuesday. So it looks like we're going to be drying out some.
Okay.
But we are going to be dealing with cooler conditions. Here's another cautionary thing I need to talk to folks about. We and many other places around town, there's a lot of great folks that are selling garden plants right now, and you need to be mindful of the fact that cool season plants such as, you know, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, all those things, even the lettuces, are all quite adept at dealing with cool season temperatures, like you're looking at later on in the week. Warm season plants, not so much. So if you buy those right now, don't rush out to plant them right now. You need to be able to give them enough time. Wait until the weather warms up enough. It's really more as much of a soil temperature issue as it is an air temperature issue. So you don't gain a whole lot. A lot of people are wanting to get them because they just want to have them ready when the weather's right, and I totally understand that. Make sure you don't jump the gun. You could be replanting. And a lot of people – now, if you've got like a cold frame structure or something you're putting over it, then you have better control over the condition. So be mindful of that as you're – coming out and getting gardening plants today.
All righty, folks. Now, Drew's in here this morning from Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. He is the Tres Hombre, the third amigo, the Prince of Potions himself.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, the stores are open. They open at 8
open,
o'clock, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock, 8 to 12 today. And on the same note, Dave was saying, if for some reason you don't want to come in, you can call us. We'll put your order together and put it in your truck for you, just at the end, or your car. Whatever it may be, just at all stores.
We're up to eight locations.
Eight locations, or nine, I think, including Brentwood Lawnmower. Am I miscounting?
No, you're right.
Throw a rocket.
So Nashville, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Bellevue, Knoxville, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, Brentwood Mower, and in Franklin.
And at Brentwood Mower, we've also got a few landscape supplies there. So if you're needing a little weed control or some pre-emergent, we've actually got that in that store. They're not as fully stocked as far as on the fertilizers and whatnot.
And by the way, one of our proud sellers of Earthmix Garden products is Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. So we're always glad to.
I'll say this, folks: a bag of garden goes in everything I plant at my house.
I don't start anything without having it.
Exactly right.
That is absolutely true. Now, folks, we're coming up toward the end of the program.
We've been going for about 56 minutes.
56 minutes. But
the good thing about it is we're no longer on a hard
clock. We do what we want.
we're on the clock that we want to have. But we do want to thank everyone for tuning in today and tell your friends about
Greg Villaflor is actually watching.
We're going to be doing this every Saturday. 8 to 9 Central Time.
Ish.
I mean, we were a couple minutes late getting in. Yeah, we're still working our way through this, and Josh and I have been fortunate to get to do this together for a long time, and Michael has stepped up our game by bringing us some extra technology that we did not have previously.
And he might want to make another announcement about the at-home show with Josh Gary and David Bates that shortly, if not sooner than later, we're going to have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about an announcement. Like, we didn't – what? Okay. There will be a podcast. You can't search for it yet. I would imagine it would be live, depending on how fast Apple and all them do their stuff, given the current circumstances.
Right.
I'd say Monday.
Okay.
Excellent. So you'll be able to listen to this whole show
again
on goodness. Monday.
Okay.
So if sitting in front of a computer and watching us doesn't really work for you, obviously.
We have the faces for radio.
You guys are the Dan Patricks of gardening. Now.
I never thought of it that way. There you go.
I'm going to just say that that's a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Golic? Wingo?
No. But perhaps that may be closer to it. Well, anyway, but we thank you.
Does
everybody
that make him junior?
No. We're not going, no. Justin Myatt said, "What's up, Drew?" And I know we're running out of time, but he wanted to know, how can we get the fescue out of our clover?
Fescue out of our clover.
That sounds backwards.
Well, you're going to have to use. Justin happens to be the manager of our Knoxville location, so he runs our Facebook page, so maybe he's doing some stuff over there. But you're going to have to use a grass killer, not a broadleaf killer, Justin. So there, research.
I noticed that that the folks at Dickens did share that the At Home Show with Josh Gary and David Bates Facebook page. Folks, do this favor for us. Share the page. When the podcast comes up, subscribe to it. We're going to have more details coming as we go to
and
it.
And bear with us, too, because there might be a few changes. The phone number might change later, so it's something we can all see or something like that.
Nothing is etched in stone.
No.
But we'll always
to a 2x12. But, just share the page. Encourage all your friends and neighbors to watch the page, too, because we're going to be here for you as long as you guys want us to be here. And that's the
Go 1 week beyond that. I don't know.
After parts of 2 centuries, 2 millennia, 4 decades, over 1,450 shows. We're not going to stop now.
Nah, we're just hitting our stride.
It's a good thing. Thank you all for inviting me out, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, we appreciate you being here today, Drew, and help us break in the green room and kick this thing off. So
we're going to have a new feature for folks that you see behind David one of the things that we move and improve. We're going to have a new feature. It's going to be called Behind the Green Door, and you never know what's going to be coming up behind the green door. So that's the way we're going to roll. Folks, thank you for joining us here for the At Home Show. For Michael Stevenson and David Bates, my name's Josh Carey. Thanks again to Drew.
Yes.
We'll be here next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase 2 or 3 select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.